WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Motivation Monday, where I give you the motivation to get through your Monday. Hope everyone had a great week last week, and I know a lot of people are going back to school this week, or maybe you're going back to work. I personally start back this week, so that's exciting. I hope you enjoyed your break and have safe travels if you're coming back to school, like college or something. Everyone have safe travels and be safe. This week's quote hits close to home for me because my old band director used to say this quote a lot. I was in band all 4 years of high school. I was in color guard and I played flute. And Mr. Smith always gave me the best advice, and this was one quote I will take with me wherever I go. Strive for perfection and you'll always reach superiority. Mr. Christopher Smith, he always said this quote a lot. He said it to me. He said it a lot. Mr. Smith always seemed to catch me on my bad days, and he always had something nice to say or a quote to say. He gave me motivation to get through my first job, which was a DJ, and I was scared because I don't do public speaking well at all. And I was going to be a DJ at a skating rink, and I was freaking out because I didn't know what I was doing, and I was nervous people were going to make fun of me. And Mr. Smith sat me down in his office, and he was like, don't be scared. Like, you can do anything you want to. Strive for perfection, and you'll always reach superiority. And that is something I will take with me everywhere I go. So, Mr. Christopher Smith, if you are listening, thank you for that quote. And I hope others hear it, and they learn from it, and they keep it with them like I do. So, yeah. This week's story are amazing like always, so let's hurry up and hop right into them. Scruff, a 13-year-old border collie, has been dubbed the eco dog by local residents who love watching him do his part for the environment. Owners David Grant adopted Scruff from a farm in 2009. He wasn't allowed to play with sticks when he was young because the owners were scared of splinters and if they swallow it and all that. So Scruff turned to water bottles instead. Years passed and it was 2021 when David first noticed on their walks that their litter-picking hound had a fascination for plastic bottles. Sorry, that was a tongue twister. He would pick up one, carry it until he found another, and then drop the first one. They said it seemed wrong that he would pick up the bottle and then drop it again. We thought people would think we were dropping litter. So we got him to start bringing the bottles to us, and we put them in a bag, then count them up at the end of each walk. The counting began in 2022, as it never occurred to the owners before. After a slow start with just 40 in January, Scruff has now retrieved more than 1,000 bottles. He is doing his part in making sure the earth stays green. That dog is doing amazing. He probably doesn't even know what he's doing, but he is doing amazing. Someone give that dog a treat. On to our second story, which I might say the name wrong. I'm really, really sorry. I am so sorry. If you walked into Tyreka's Community Center on Tainley Street in South Philadelphia, you'd see a kind man devoting his working hours every day to supporting the children of his neighborhood. What you wouldn't see, though, is the tragic road Tyreek took to arrive there. Through a life of drug dealing, crime, prison, and accumulating 11 gunshot wounds. He said, when you run a block like you are the face, when you run a block like you are the face, you are the one who that, okay, this is a quote and it doesn't sound correct. I might have like accidentally not typed something, but pretty much he said that, you can do anything you put your mind to. Today, he is up for the CNN Hero Award. He runs a community center out of a building he used to use for drug dealing, and which now gives children a safe place to enjoy summer camp, after-school activities, or just play and get away from violence and despair that has become all too common in that area. Tyreek has put his life in a complete 360, which is very impressive and proves the point that you can do anything if you put your mind to it. Sorry if I messed that quote up. Like, I try to do Motivation Mondays in one take, mostly because I don't want to act like I am perfect. I'm not. There was one week, I'm not even joking, I did 25 takes, and I just had to leave. So if I ever mess up and you hear me mess up, just know I most likely won't restart the recording because, you know, I'm a human being. I have flaws. I'm not perfect. And I think the summary of Motivation Monday is that we're all not perfect, but we're here to lift each other up and get through the week. So just know that if I mess up, I'm sorry, you know, but I like to get this done in one take. So, y'all remember last week though, right? I want you to go ahead and pull out that piece of paper that you wrote down. Look at it. First off, did you throw it away? Did you lose it? If you still have it, then you are doing amazing, and I'm very proud of you. If you don't, then no worries, just write a new one. I am still very proud of you. This week's song is going to be I Lived by One Republic. I chose this song because it's really upbeat and it really has great lyrics, so go listen to it. Put it in your gym playlist. This is a really good, like, gym motivation song, I would call it. To me, like, it's really upbeat, it's really fun, so y'all enjoy it and have tons of fun with it. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and Facebook. I don't think I said that in the last episode, but follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Let me know your New Year's resolutions, if you are, you know, going good with them, or if you're not, like, you know, let me know. I will keep you updated on how mine are going. I am going to work on a new recipe soon, so stay tuned to Motivation Monday on Instagram and Facebook to see if I actually did a good job or not. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Katie signing off for Motivation Monday. I hope y'all have a great week and a very motivated Monday. And remember, stay motivated.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.